Hello, mech fans around the world, and those that aren't fans yet, and welcome to Mobile Suit Fandom, the podcast where your two very determined co-hosts, Fuzzy, that'd be me, and Chris, watch, summarize, and critique, and make fun of, especially this episode, the entirety of the Gundam franchise, from beginning to end. This is episode 15, and we'll be talking about episode 15 of Mobile Suit Gundam 0079, Kukuru's Doan's Island. We uncover some ancient and lost secrets that were probably better off buried where they were. Moriagare, and take it away. So I plan on putting it in the opening of, like, hey, this is the second time we've been through this shit.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, am I allowed to mention that?
Yes, you're allowed to mention it. I'm going to explicitly say in the opening, and then I imagine it will be weighing heavily on us as we record this, as, you know, we start as always with, hey everyone, welcome back to to time number two.
I was so
of episode 15.
I was like, all right, Chris, the way they're gonna know that this is a very special episode of Mobile Suit Fandom is you're not gonna fucking laugh when Fuzzy surprises you with the intro. And I fucked it up.
I mean, it wasn't as wholehearted as it usually is, so
I think that's what got me.
I'm sure they'll be able to tell that we're in a special place right now. A dark place, even.
It's so fucking dark. I wept today, knowing that this was going to happen.
Guys, this episode fucking sucks, and it's cursed. I think it's cursed. Like, if this shit happens again, then we might just have to be, like, fucking the dub and skip it, because fuck, man.
I will just put up your side of the audio, and they will. The audience can be call and response.
There we go.
The audience can fill in for my part.
We'll make it a video where I dub over it, or I lip sync, and then just stare into the camera in the quiet parts, like Dora the Explorer.
Beautiful.
We're doing episode. Good to me. Yeah, we're doing fucking episode 15. Kukuru's Doan's Island. It's a piece of shit.
I forgot that was the goddamn name of it.
Yeah, it's the name of the episode. This whole fucking thing's about Kukuru's Doan. A fucking mediocre piece of garbage. Literally, this episode and the last episode don't fucking matter.
No, at all. The last episode probably should have gotten taken out too.
At least the last episode we saw something cool. We got the fucking Tucker's Kobolds, but you know, Zeon dudes on hover bikes.
Oh, never mind. I just remembered that I would like the last episode. This episode is so bad it has tainted the last episode.
It really is so fucking bad.
The fact that we had to, like, the last time I managed outrage, I don't know if I can do it again.
Just quiet resignation.
I think this episode is going to be a lot of me sobbing while you...
Oh, God. All right. Let's fucking jump in it, because
you know
Christ.
What? We should have done this when drunk. That's what we should have done.
I can fucking hammer down some tequila and
be right back. I'm gonna go chug five beers.
Yeah, like I fucking think I can get shwasty just chugging triple sec.
I wouldn't suggest it.
Watch me. hold my beer. And my hair back, inevitably. all right. God, I hope you're ready for this.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
Degwin Zabi's giant cock is the only thing getting me through this.
Fuck. Yeah. Alright, so, fuck this episode. The episode proper begins with the fucking gun parry launching, so you know it's gonna be a fucking day. I know, you fucking... you love it. You love him.
Why are you making fun of my dumb baby?
Because it's a dumb baby. You should point and laugh at the stupid baby.
Alright.
It's...
I'm not gonna fight you about it this time.
You win. You win this day, Fuzzy.
All right. Today I turn into a fucking dolphin. Apparently,
it's a good dolphin though.
The fucking gun parry comes out, and it turns out. Oh, fuck, we didn't clap sync.
Hey, audience. I'm leaving this part in. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Please cut up and clap at least.
I'm not. Fuck it. Look, audience, you're on this fucking ride with this is gonna be 100% unedited. Like, you're gonna get the point where we're both like, are you recording? I'm recording. Okay, let's go. I'm putting as little effort. I'm not. I'll fucking edit that shit out. But before this, you're along. If we have to suffer, you get to fucking suffer.
Alright, so the fucking gun parry comes out, and I groan, and Chris, you know, claps slightly in the background, excitedly. turns out that this is because Amuro and Ryu are gonna practice the mid-air transformation a few times. Because this is 70s animation, we reuse the exact same animation as last time. Because fuck.
The only difference is we don't get, like, the targeting reticle where he's trying to line up the shot.
Yeah, we don't even get that. It's just fucking, here you go.
It happens. We're together now.
Yep, they also do a shot of Ryu as it's coming down, and Ryu looks real cross-eyed.
Yeah, they don't even try, as far as I can tell.
This entire episode seems like they did not try. Like, I profoundly don't know why this episode exists.
I 100% think that, like, they had a vacation, and instead of, like, prepping for the vacation, they're just like, fuck it, let the interns do it. That'll be fine, right, everybody?
TBH, I have more faith in their interns than that. Like, I feel like the interns might have done the last episode. I think this one was done by, like, some... somewhat talented children.
Oh, right. Civilians.
Civilian.
What? That's the worst insult I could come up with.
It is, especially about Gundam.
Just fucking went with it.
Yeah, fucking... they've been zagged. So Ryu looks cross-eyed as all hell. And they fucking do the mid-air transformation, insert reused animation here. They pull it off in 19 seconds, and Bright is like, I want it in 15. Okay.
Bright's a needy fuck.
Bright's a needy piece of shit, I guess. Fuck it. Meanwhile, Fraber.
Frappuccino.
Unicorn Frappuccino informs him
topical. Hold on, now we've got to talk about that.
Topical.
It's not actually, because this will be months after
recording. Topical!
they just... Starbucks just put... like, all... they're like, let's just make a multicolored...
fuck.
Diabetes cocktail. And then make, like engineer scarcity on it.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't even taste very good.
Yeah, no, everybody who's had it's just like, it's not great. But they sold out of them.
Instantly. And
for any of our foreign listeners in non-capitalist country,
yes, capitalism. For those...
that's
capitalism.
That's what we just described is capitalism. in a nutshell, mostly.
Yes. Also, for those of you listening in not capitalist countries, hi, you're not coming through on our episode listening data as of the time of recording. That being said, you folks in Singapore and Japan, how did you find this?
Just as people who just look at, like, I hit Gundam in fucking search bar every day, and
I still think the Japanese listener is Tomino himself, just trawling the internet at all times.
Yeah, he's gotta check his brand, you know. Hi, Tomino.
We love you, buddy.
Tomino. Yeah, thank you for making this podcast possible.
Yeah, thank you.
And to our Japanese listener, if you're not Tomino, don't fucking tell us.
Let us live this fantasy, please.
Don't crush our goddamn dream.
Anyway, so Frappuccino, matcha green tea Frappuccino informs Bright that there's a Fetty SOS signal somewhere nearby. And Bright's like, hey, Amuro, fucking get out and go check on that shit in a core fighter as a patrol, which, like, seems kind of weird since they have a perfectly good Gundam that they could use for this, but no, fucking go there in a core fighter, dickweed.
I guess the core fighter. You know what? No, I'm not arguing. You're my friend, and I hate this episode. I'm not fighting you for it.
No, please. You're right. We need to entertain the audience, Chris.
No, fuck them. They should have sent the goddamn Gundam.
I mean, like, literally the only reason I can think of not is that the Gundam can just jump good. It can't actually fly. But
yeah,
like,
that was my argument.
Yeah, that's fly. It. But
also, fucking, if he had sent the Gundam, he would have just murdered that Zaku. Well, hold on. Spoiler alert. This is Zaku in a minute.
God, you can fucking hear the heartbreak in our voices. Jesus.
I don't want to be here.
Does anyone?
We're doing this for you, listeners. I hope you fucking appreciate it.
You fucking better. You fucking piece of shit.
You know it's bad when Fuzzy's turned on the audience. It's usually me. I'll turn on you fuckers in an instant. Fuzzy's your champion. And
listen to me. Listen to this. All right, so Amuro then proceeds to separate the core fighter from the Gundam, and let me tell you, this part looks fucking disturbing. Because,
yeah.
Like, okay, so
the Gundam gets ready for us. Let's just front street.
Yeah, so I'm going to describe this in detail, and the best part is he calls Ryu beforehand and is like, I'm going to separate out, and Ryu's like, alright, but this is not a pretty sight.
And he's like, I always hate to see this.
I hate seeing this, and it's like, boy oh boy, is he fucking right. Like, that's the best part of this episode, is Ryu being like, oh boy.
Ryu being us.
Yeah. So, step one, the Gundam,
like, covers that small. Who's the small pilot with him? Oh no, it's an unnamed pilot.
It's
just
random.
That guy's eyes.
Random co-pilot. Don't look, sweet child. Don't look. You don't need to see this. I will suffer for us. So step one, the Gundam gets on its hands and knees and prostrates itself, so that the gun parry may begin the mating ritual. Thank you for at least a giggle.
It took me a second to catch up.
Yeah.
I was
So the Gundam gets in doggy style, and first step is the chest.
The Gundam presents.
Yes, the chest slides off of the abdomen, which feels like it should make like a very satisfying like shroop sound. As the vacuum, like, gets filled with air the moment it pops off. It doesn't, though.
It just kind of flops.
Yeah.
Impotently.
Yeah, so then the abdomen and, hips, like, sit back on themselves, and then, like, kind of aim forward slightly and proceeds to jet the core fighter out just straight fucking, like, wham! Shoots that fucker right off of the middle. And the core fighter transforms and then begins flying away in fighter mode. Yeah. But then the last thing we see here is the Gundam. So, you know, we got to see the image of the Gundam shitting its stomach and legs clean off of its torso. And that's burned into my mind. But then we get to see the legs and hips sitting on their heels in the background with the Gundam just fucking walking on its hands like one of the fucking lightning mutants from Return to Castle Wolfenstein that look real disturbing and have haunted my dreams since 2000 and whatever that came out. It came out on the original Xbox. It's a real good game, though, except for that part freaking the fuck out of me. I didn't beat it till fairly recently. So... Yeah, that's a thing that happens. Anyway, Amuro flies to this fucking island and apparently often flies while just completely not holding the joystick at all. Because this entire section, he just, like, kind of fucking kicks back almost. As he flies by, he notices, oh, hey, there's a fighter plane crash down there. Yep. He lands and checks on it and sees these two Fetty pilots who are tied up in the fucking cockpit. So he calls in and is like, yo, this happened. And Kai proceeds to be a shitbag this episode and be like, oh, great, we have to go save our fellow man and ally in the war.
Yeah,
God forbid.
Kai is just a continuous battle between shitty and, like,
half
like,
decent.
Placid. Yeah, like, just... never good. It's not shitty and good. It's shitty and, like, whatever. Like, a dude you would... like, if no one else returned your phone call when you wanted to go out for the night, you'd be like, fuck, alright. Kai was normal last episode. Maybe I'll call him.
But then there's, like, a 50-50 chance he starts getting real creepy and, like...
gets just... a shot in him and starts, like, crying. I don't know.
I feel like he's not a crier, he's more just, like, a loud and, like, kind of offensive.
Yeah, that was me, I'm a crier, that's the...
Oh, okay. See, I turn into a mom when I start getting choicy, where it's like, make sure you drink your water. Yeah.
No, I'm definitely a sobbingly tell everyone how much I love them.
Oh, okay. I also start giving a lot of advice, but I can only do it in a New Jersey accent.
Oh no.
The weirdest part was, like, last time this happened, I'm sitting on a porch and my friend, who is now dating my old roommate, is, you know, having some issues in the bedroom, and I'm giving her advice about, you know, helping my friend achieve, as it were. There's another guy there who's, like, actually learning to be a sex therapist, and here I am with a New Jersey accent being like, you gotta fondle his balls. The best part was, like, towards the end, the actual sex therapist guy was like, everything he's saying is pretty accurate, actually, just it's also in a stupid fucking accent for reason.
We all know the answer is to fondle the balls.
You gotta
cup the balls. It would've made this episode fucking better.
If Cuckoo's Doan just fucking reached out and cupped the balls.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I had to bring us back to this episode.
Yeah, we got 2 seconds of enjoyment, and now we have to get back into it.
I feel bad.
So, Kai laments about saving his fellow man, and also the two dudes are in real bad shape. They're dying, and so Amuro bandages both, but one of them fucking dies in the process of this.
Fucking dead.
Which... ED.
We're gonna get to in a second, like, that guy fucking killed the, like, That guy fucking killed that guy then. Like, Doan's... whatever his fucking name is.
Cuckoo's Doan.
Yeah, Cuckoo Doe's...
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs killed that man. And, like, at the end of the episode, it's fucking fine, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that until just fucking now.
Like, yeah.
Either they crashed on this island and then Cuckaroos was like, I'm gonna fucking tie them up as they're dying.
Yeah.
Or he swatted them out of the fucking air and then they died.
Yeah.
So, suddenly...
I'm
just gonna keep going, man. We gotta fucking... gotta keep trudging. So... Suddenly, these fucking rocks start getting flung at Amuro from the fucking bushes, so he draws his gun and just starts fucking shooting into the bushes.
Yeah. Oh, I remember now. my big funny here. Guess who doesn't throw rocks? Zeon, because you'll get court-martialed because it's not stylish. Okay, that was his bit last time
we did this, but, this time is just pain, as you can hear.
Go fuck yourselves, it's I'm not just, trying.
He's not. It's really... high energy podcasting.
I was a professional fucking podcaster last time, and as much as it hurt me, I forced it.
You gave it your all.
I got angry at this point, and I yelled like I'm supposed to, like it's my fucking job. In this fucking podcast, and...
It just takes and takes and takes.
Please continue, Fuzzy.
He exhibits no restraint. He takes and he takes and he takes.
How dare you? We can't do Hamilbits!
Fuck you, I do what I want! he goes to investigate where these fucking rocks were coming from after he shot into the bushes, and he finds a slingshot. And then he starts getting fire sticks thrown at him. I called just them torches, but I don't know if they're really torches. They're more just sticks on fire.
Yeah.
But
there's no, like, bonfire nearby. Like, no. I don't know how you get sticks to light. I guess they were willing to wait for it.
I guess. So,
alright, well, fuck you. That wasn't a great Hamill bit, but I, like, tried.
I didn't get it.
It's the same fucking song. You
I didn't
shit.
Get it.
okay, bye. I'm leaving.
Okay, bye. I'll just keep going. Guess. So, Chris, baby, come back. I can't do this alone. Chris.
All right, baby. Fuck you. Let's do this thing.
So, he discovers that, fucking children are throwing these, things at him.
Go fucking figure! The people throwing rocks!
Are children.
Pebbles.
Are literally children. Dumb.
And you tried to murder them, you piece of shit, Amuro.
Well, so that's where the episode gets interesting, as he pulls his gun and just fucking kills all three, and...
And then he goes back and kills the civilian children, too. Yes. Amuro breaks, everybody
Amuro
just becomes...
snaps this episode. and just massacres people. It's a bloodbath. Anyway, yeah, no such luck. So these fucking kids are like, fucking leave, and he's like, fuck you, I think. Yes, fuck you. And when suddenly a Zaku walks out from behind a cliff and tells them to stop being little shits. The kids greet the Zaku as Doan, of the Cuckaroos variety, and we see one of my favorite Zaku tropes actually in action, so here's another high point for you. So, Zakus can see without a mono eye being on, so they only turn it on to be fucking intimidating. Which, yeah. I love.
Yeah, it's cool as shit.
Yeah, and so Doan does that just to fucking strike the fear of God into Amuro.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. Doan's like, hey, I don't really want to fight you. Just fucking drop your weapons and leave. And Amuro's like, fuck you.
And he runs to his fucking...
He jumps in his fucking core fighter, and Amuro's like, I'm gonna fucking missile the joints, but Doan is too fast, and dodges one, and then fucking tosses a rock at the other one, causing it to explode, and Amuro fucking skips on the water and tumbles.
Which means...
He should have been turned into a paste.
Yeah. Also, now, the things that happen later aside, Doan just threw a rock, so he's getting court-martialed if Zeon ever finds
him. Never mind his later things we learn about his backstory. This alone would get him taken out back and shot repeatedly in the head. When I was a kid, my parents used to make jokes about, like, you know, that in a German accent. Like, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
If that kind of shit happened, you get taken out back and shot repeatedly in the head. Which was weirder, too, considering my mother is Polish. So, like...
Nice.
Yeah.
Parents, they're great.
Parents. This episode sponsored by Parents. Wonder if Michaela actually came out today. Or yesterday. Anyway. So... what happens? Oh, yeah. Amuro should have died, but he doesn't, because he's the protagonist. And Tomino
just kind of flops into the water.
Yeah. And so he suddenly wakes up in his skivvies in a shack. And he's like, oh.
And I hope you guys liked seeing Amuro in boxers, because guess what? A lot of Amuro in boxers this episode.
Literally, that's it. So... Amuro fucking opens the door to the shack, and he's injured too, but not, like, in a paste. He is just like, ooh, my ribs.
He's anime protagonist injured.
Yeah. And he opens the door, and it's like, oh, wow, it's a fucking Bob Ross painting out here. But then the camera cuts back to him, and he has a face on, like, someone just shit right in his cornflakes.
It's Amuro. Amuro's... Have we ever seen Amuro in a good mood?
Fair. So suddenly this cute green hair girl walks up and is like, hi, my name's Roland. And at this point, Chris figures out that maybe she is related to another...
No, that was later.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because she does a thing.
Yeah, you're right. So...
There's another thing I got really excited about and just don't fucking care about it anymore.
I'll do my best to recreate.
Alright.
Roland starts answering Amuro's questions. The cabin belongs to Doan. He's letting you heal. Doan said you're kind of a dick and you can find him on the farm. You can kind of guess what the questions were, at your leisure. So we smash cut to Doan, farming, with three kids, also farming. Doan looks like he should be played by a brown-haired Dolph Lundgren, maybe? He's a brick house.
He's a few squares stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. So, anyway, they hid Amuro's fighter because Doan is worried Zeon will one day find him and attack him. Amuro is, well, worried Zeon has already found him and attacked him, indicating Doan and his big fucking green Zaku. Also accuses him of lying to these children to get them to obey him. The kids begin shouting in Doan's defense. Yes,
I'll also in Doan's defense. I have a child. I lie to him constantly. He doesn't fucking listen to me. It doesn't work. You can lie all you want. Children don't obey you. That's not how children work.
Yep, it's true.
I'm a good parent.
So, from what I can tell, he is, just for the record. fucking kids shout in Doan's defense, and Doan tells them to quit their fucking shit. Amuro then walks off to find his core fighter, as Doan laughs to himself as he's like, what a fucking hard-headed piece of shit. We cut to commercial.
Shout.
Which is also a good time to point out how fucking shit the animation is this episode. We come back.
Chat.
Yeah. And Amuro is fucking hiking all over the goddamn island like a fucking spirit quest.
Yeah, it's almost like a bunch of stills.
Yeah.
It's just all
I think most island. Of them are yeah, stills. Yeah. Just still panning shots.
Yeah, the background animations are actually fine. They're great. So it's okay. They're like, well, we're shit at animating people, so let's just have a whole sequence.
Yeah.
Where it's just Amuro
of landscape boxes. Paintings.
Landscapes behind him.
So, the spirit quest, and Doan just keeps building his fucking log cabin, and Amuro now checks the ocean for his fighter as the sun sets, and still finds nothing. So he just fucking chills on a beach where Roland finds him and gives his stubborn fucking face a roast. Also says Doan ain't that bad, to which Amuro responds, yeah, he ain't that bad at deceiving kids. At which point, Roland fucking slaps him, which is slap number 4 or 5 for Amuro. Also made me think of my 8th grade, where fucking go see the fucking other... Chris, just fucking take that entire story and put it somewhere.
I will do my best.
Fuck. There's a story I proceeded to tell here last time, but I do not have the shits or the energy to try to fucking tell that right now.
And I'll try to vamp here. So Roland's probably related to Bright because he has green hair and slaps too, and she has green hair and slaps Amuro, and it's a family trait, and I hope we see Roland again, and then Fuzzy says we don't, and I get...
That was basically it. That was the summary of what happened at this point last time.
You know how it goes. I have wild... unbased theories. Fuzzy shuts me down. It's how it works.
Yeah, welcome to Mobile Suit Fandom, the podcast where we...
Honestly, I don't understand why you guys are making us do this fucking episode again.
I'm making. Put the blame on me. We damn well know this is my fault.
Yeah, but you're my friend, and they're a nameless, faceless audience that I can badger, so...
Fucking watch someone just fucking be like, hey! Fuck you! Be like, that's fair.
They're poorly animated background characters in a Gundam show.
Dunked. So, Roland points out, hey, Dickweed, those are orphans he's caring for, you fucking cockcheese.
Which... yes... Also, yeah. You're leaving an important part out there, Roland, about Doan.
And his past.
And these fucking orphans.
Yep.
Like, maybe why they're goddamn orphans, Roland.
Yep.
Just slap Amuro again, because now I'm mad at you.
And backhand him. Forehand. Yeah. Forehand for fucking discipline, backhand for... fucking what I forget what the other thing is. It's been a while since 8th fucking grade. So yeah,
that's pretty terrible.
Yeah, she implies it and says Doan wants to fucking talk to him and that he could be a good soldier if he was less of an immature little punk ass. Meanwhile, fair. On White Base, Ryu is flying around and like I can't fucking find him, and all of White Base is kind of like, well shit, where the fuck happened to him? And they're not sure if he's AWOL, MIA, or KIA, or fucking what.
All of which are possible because he is a child soldier.
Yep. We cut to a sleeping Doan who is having PTSD dreams about the day he killed the kid's parents, and he wakes up screaming. He goes and checks on some radar shit because PTSD paranoia, along with founded paranoia. And boy oh boy is he barely animated. Like I have seen stick figure flash animations with a higher budget. So Roland comes.
I've seen really well produced stick figure flash animations. Actually, I was alive in the early aughts.
Yeah, fucking shout out to Animator versus Animation.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so Roland checks on him and they discuss Amuro. Doan just wants a peaceful life, and Roland says a line that sounds like it should have sounded selfless, but just kind of sounds a dumb in this scenario. I forget what the line was, because I couldn't be fucked to watch the episode before we recorded this today.
Yeah, I legit had the thought, I should go back and listen to that episode just so I can be pissed off, not at the episode, but at having had to watch it again, and that might fuel my hatred and anger, and but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I was like, Fuzzy wrote this nice summary that I can use to cheat. So fuck watching that again.
Yeah, that's fair. So Roland sounds kind of fucking dumb, and we smash cut to the morning as Amuro emerges from a cave like a fucking yeti, because that's where he slept last time.
In his boxers.
In his boxers. The children proceed to ambush him with screaming at him and shout at him to leave the island, and like, yeah, that's what he's fucking trying to do, you little fucking ass monsters. Fucking... Yeah.
Now, it's at this point that they throw rocks at him again, and all of my, like, what the fuck, Amuro? Why are you shooting at children from earlier? It's just out the fucking window. Amuro, go beat the fuck out of these little shit demons.
Yes, please just, destroy these children. Please.
Release Cuckoo Doe from his...
You didn't even do the, like, Cocoa Puffs thing. You just fucking said some syllables. Oh, Christ. All right.
This episode is my kryptonite.
Fucking, it's everyone's kryptonite. So, fuck, they toss rocks.
Go ahead.
I had to, like, take some deep breaths to, like, get the momentum to say the line. So we cut to White Base, and it appears that just everyone is sleeping on the bridge because they're worried about Amuro.
They're all in their boxers.
Yeah, everyone's in their boxers this fucking episode. They notice
the animator for this had a thing.
They noticed a UFO, literally, is heading to the island, and it's a fucking Zaku just hanging off a Luggun like a goddamn paraglider.
I forgot about that.
You forgot about that? How could you forget about that?
Because I tried to forget all of this episode.
That's fair. Yeah, I Zaku this, using a Luggun as a paraglider.
I want to know how fucking... Like, that's not a good position for either of them.
No.
Like, the pilot of the Luggun...
Yep.
It's just like this. Like, I'm flying a fucking tinfoil crane through the sky, and you're gonna hang this hunk of tank armor off of me that's yep. not aerodynamic in the slightest.
Yep.
And expect me to fly across an ocean.
Yep. I'm imagining if that fucking, like, Zaku kind of twisted at all, that Luggun would have just fucking collapsed into ashes instantly.
Ripped the fucking arms off of it. Wings, whatever you want to call them. You know, those, the arms, the thing on planes.
You know it.
Fuck.
So, White Base launches its shit immediately, and Ryu heads over in the core fighter, and the Luggun starts opening fire at the children, who Amuro saves one who starts falling off a cliff and gets the other two to fucking book it. Sadly, no children were harmed. Yep. No children were harmed in the making of this scene.
Except for us.
Except us.
The children in our hearts.
Yeah. The Zaku drops down and just starts fucking shooting shit. And Doan hears this noise, and Amuro runs up and is like, here's your fucking kids. The Zaku proceeds to blow the fuck out of the cabin, and Amuro is like, you, where's my fucking fighter? Right fucking now. And Doan's like, it's over there. And Amuro gets his fighter, and Doan gets his Zaku, and the fight begins as... So the two Zakus start punching each other, and Amuro asks for a midair dock, and Bright's like, no. And they dock inside, as Amuro's like, I could have done it. And I'm just like, why the fuck did this exchange happen?
Oh, right, yeah.
Why?
They didn't... Instead of making the episode 20 seconds shorter and using this budget to improve cross-eyed Ryu or animate anything Doan else. At all.
Yeah. So, Amuro fucking Gundams, and he blows the Lugan out of the sky immediately, and then Doan's like, no, I will face the Zaku one-on-one. Let me show you and these children mobile suit martial arts.
Which, I'm gonna... Fuck this guy. That guy has a gun, you dumb fuck?
Yep.
You're trying to protect these children?
Just have Amuro, you know, shoot him.
I get that you're... Like, it's 100% understandable that you would have blocks in your head with guns at this point. Yeah, you have pretty advanced post-traumatic stress disorder. That's fine. It is. I am not judging him for not wanting to use a gun. You let this fucking kid who doesn't have as much PTSD as you shoot that fuck so you don't get murdered and can continue to protect the children. And also, like, save Mobile Suit Karate for a fucking episode where they'll animate it properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, I promise you, that was a rage-filled scream. I'm gonna stop mentioning last time. Let's just
keep going.
I tried to give it to you there, guys. I did.
So Amuro doesn't really get it. Doan explains that these kids are orphans because of a stray round that he shot, and Zeon ordered him to kill the kids, and he then adopted them and ran away with this Zaku and is protecting them, and that's now why he's running into issues. He proceeds to fight this other Zaku, and it's still really poorly animated, but he wins in the end with a fucking mega punch to the cockpit that apparently liquefies the enemy pilot into nothingness. Also, should note, neither the Lugan nor the Zaku pilot are ever shown. They are just faceless for this time, so fuck them.
Yep, they couldn't get their eyes to track properly, so...
So fuck them. So, also, by the way... Doan Zaku takes a fuckload of damage because, you know, the other one has a gun.
Also, let's just imagine, you know, you all know how much I fucking love Zaku 2s. Just imagine how enraged I was that he let this beautiful baby get so
hit.
Beat up.
Yeah. So, Doan notes that his being alive is a danger to these kids, and Amuro thinks it's his scent of battle. Which I wish I could imagine just Amuro getting real up to him and being like, "You smell of war." But he doesn't. Amuro's like, "I'm going to get rid of that scent." So he jumps into the Gundam and then fucking throws the Zaku into the ocean.
Okay, here we go.
At which point the kids are fucking indignant, and Doan's like, "Thank you.
No.
He did a good thing."
No.
To which anyone
not.
With half a brain is like, "No, he fucked up real bad and you're gonna fucking die." And
this
that's
is...
why we never hear from Roland or the kids ever again, because you and Roland and the kids all fucking die when a fucking Zaku comes in here and just fucking steps on you, you piece of
just
shit.
Fucking flamethrowers this entire goddamn island because they super napalm you. They super napalm you because they sit. We've established Zakus aren't fucking cheap. Like the army has like what the kobolds, Tucker's kobolds, had one, and it was they don't just hand that shit out.
Yep.
And one of them just two of them have gone missing on this fucking island now.
So fuck
them.
We're just gonna napalm this.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
And you don't have any way to defend them. Also, I fucking hate Amuro. Because it's a perfectly good fucking Zaku, and you've got a part Zaku that the only thing wrong with that one is a giant hole in the cockpit, which you don't need anyways. You got one in this one. So you put them together, Frankenstein you one beautiful baby Zaku boy. And you take it with you, because they're fucking good mobile suits. You piece of shit.
Yep.
Or at least, like...
Fucking anything.
Engineer them. Throw it in the ocean, you fucking cock. Just put it in... the fucking hangar bay to look at because it's pretty and people can touch it, but you threw it in the ocean like a fucking piece of shit and I hate you.
Hard agree on everything you just said. I don't have anything to add to that. That's just pretty much the summary of why this was stupid. Wait, no, there's a little bit more, because fucking Doan then says, Roland, I think he's a fine young man, and Roland's like, yeah. And the final shot is the Gundam in profile with white base in the background. And literally everyone on God's Green Earth who saw this episode goes, wow, that was fucking idiotic. That being said, next episode, the Gallop and the Goof appear in the desert, Sayla joins the fucking fight, and fucks up. Sayla's agony. Will you be able to survive? Amura.
And many more.
Fuck this episode. Fuck it so bad. I hate it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this dumpster fire called episode 15 of Mobile Suit Fandom. If you want to yell about how either of us are garbage, or that you like what we do, you can find us on Twitter with @MobileSuitPod, and our personal Twitters from there. Also, if you're new to Gundam as a whole and really want to give it a shot, check out the official Gundam YouTube channel, Gundam Info. They have a bunch of shows legally for free. Until next time, mech fans, remember, you could have skipped this episode, but you stuck around till the end. You fool. Excuse me.
Sexy.
Please cut that out. Unlike the last time when you actually didn't, fucker. Piece of shit.
You fucking called me. You fucking. What, not called me out. What's the fucking word I'm looking for? I don't know.
I'll cut it out, I promise.
Jesus.
I'm a broken man.
I know. So, I know. Shh. I know. We're sad, so we're doing Hamilton bits.
I'm gonna stop recording. And if my fucking Audacity drops this shit, you'll never hear. I'll just leave.